products approved by the Food and Drug Administration are tested, but not as thoroughly or for as long as some would like. There's pressure to get necessary drugs to the people who need them. And pharmaceutical makers do not have to share their clinical trial results with patients or healthcare professionals. Putting that information in a public database is just one recommendation of a report by the Institute of Medicine to overhaul the FDA. Another suggestion is to ban drug ads the first 2 years to see if there are any serious side effects. A Wisconsin lawmaker tried to limit direct-to-consumer ads. Representative Gary Sherman's proposal never made it past a public hearing after getting opposition from pharmaceutical companies and those worried about dwindling ad revenue.
The reason I brought the bill in the first place was that I read about medical journal studies that said that if people went to the doctor and requested a particular drug, that they were more likely to get it than if they just went to the doctor and told the doctor what their complaint was.
Although drug safety was the main concern of the Port Wing Democrat, ads driving up the cost of medication was another. And financial concerns aren't limited to ads. They extend to the FDA's budget. The Institute of Medicine reports as that agency has not gotten as many government dollars as the National Institutes of Health or Centers for Disease Control. Both those agencies have gotten extra money to deal with health-related terrorist threats. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.